my kids, but for me, better if I disappear. Ending up with another mother has been worthy for a better man. Someone will love me better than I ever could have had patience in. A good job, want to support him with, to take him out, to spoil you with. Them KB trips, pops, restaurants, vacation, winter where the coast is high.
If your daddy loves you, yes, your father loves you. Even for your mother to the dad, no good. Never tell her to ruin you. What this world will do to you, it's long gone ahead of you. The only good thing ever do. Yes, your daddy loves you. Yes, your father loves you. Even for your mother to the dad, no good. Never tell her to ruin you. What this world will do to you, it's long gone ahead of you. The only good thing ever do. But that, truly, I apologize. Kids might be sorry, just to stick it out. Goodbye. But that, hope one day forget that I.
Birthday invitation, gotten lost through a mail transition, and my kids have failed to mention it was today to go partaking. Been forsaken by my own, and really not, I cannot blame them. It's how I raised them poorly, and my image sadly I had made them. Their morals, yes, I had tamed, allowing them to reserve me. My actions, they had started drunk, my outlet over hurling. What they took in the worst parts of me, concerned the bastard learning. And the ferment was my latunus as a parent, a self-observed prick. To resort for support, but I'm the reason why they're in need of four. What a role model, not a greasy loser. Cleaner figures, they much more gentler. When it comes out to discipline, I reach up switches, turn to beat them till they crying. Mama, black and bruised, hiding from father, cause he's crazy. Yes, I am a evil carnage, sensitive monster coming at you because I'm drunk. Always and every day, wired up or fired up, and that's why your daddy had to leave ya.
Yeah, your daddy loves you, yes, your father loves you, even for your mother to his dad. No good, never tell her to ruin you. What this world will do to you, it's long gone ahead of you. The only good thing ever do. Yes, your daddy loves you. Yes, your father loves it's true. Even for your mother to the dad. No good, never tell her to ruin you. What this world will do to you, it's long gone ahead of you. The only good thing ever do. For that, truly I apologize. Kids might be sorry, just gonna stick it out. Goodbye. For
song that was donated to our podcast by a great Twitter follower, and I'd like to say that over the course of the last month has become a pretty good friend of the show. He goes by the name Popeye. You can find him on Twitter at POHPIH/. The song that you just heard and many others can be found at soundcloud.com/POHPIH. We've got a few announcements, but let's go ahead and get the commercials out of the way. Today's broadcast is brought to you by BustedTees.com. It's one of those websites where you can go on and find all the funny t-shirts you see when you're walking around town. Great retailer. They're running a special now where you can either get two t-shirts and get one free, or you can also go on there and select if you just want to buy one, they'll go ahead and throw in shipping for free. And as always, our very first sponsor was Amazon.com. Amazon and Busted Tees, if you go to our website, which is scrolling across your screen right now, or for those of you listening on iTunes while you're at work or working out or whatever you do when you're listening to iTunes, something on your iPod, you can get us at jeffandchris.blogspot.com. Click on the link, and there's special deals updated all the time. Like Amazon, you go on there, and you're going to buy stuff on Amazon anyway. But if you do, please go to our website first, click on the link, open it up, and for every dollar you spend, we get a few cents of it. And that'll go for the future. Like right now, I'm building a new studio for our show located in my house. And every dollar that goes to improving this podcast, whether it be an upgraded website, better equipment, computer that doesn't ding every 15 minutes, I do apologize for that. But every bit of that, whether it comes from Busted Tees, or we're working on a couple of new sponsors that we'll get at in later shows, or you click on Amazon to go shopping there, all that goes towards making this show a better podcast for me to enjoy, for you to enjoy, make your drive to work better, make your workout better. Whether you're riding your bike, or you're out fishing, hanging out at the beach, whatever it is you guys do. And absolutely follow my boy Popeye on Twitter. After the show, I'm going to post a link on my website on Blogspot that will have streaming players where you can listen to all of his music for free. How many artists are doing that these days? Where you can just go get it for free. You don't have to go and spend a dollar here, a dollar there. He's been very generous to not only offer the music to our show, but to offer it to you for free as well. And thank you very much. The song we were just listening to is what made me come in contact with him to begin with. It's a touching song that I feel touches so many people, not only in this country, but around the world. About having a dad that doesn't want anything to do with you. Many kids, whether it be these days, my generation, younger generations, having forced to grow up, you know, with a father who didn't want nothing to do with them. And that song was dedicated to children that have to deal with that on a daily basis. I think a lot of people don't realize how negatively that affects kids. And it's a very touching song. Thank you very much. Wanted to also say that I'm doing this podcast by myself because it's been a very trying week for both me and Chris. My grandmother died last week, and which is why there wasn't a podcast last week. Had to get a hold of family members I haven't talked to in a long time, and supporting my mother, and been a very trying week. Meg Golan, my grandmother, was a very, very inspirational person. Everybody I feel that has ever come in contact with her was definitely touched by her life. She lost her husband back when I was a little kid, and she lived another 20 years enjoying her grandchildren, enjoying her children, nieces, nephews. Very, very good, spiritual, very wholesome person. So that's why we weren't on last week. And this week, Chris, he has a daughter with many health problems, a disabled girl, and she is running into a lot of health issues right now and is not doing well at all. And I want to want you guys, if you are religious people by any means, please, you know, include her in your prayers and her wishes, whatever it is that you belong, whatever religious background you belong to, please keep her in mind. She's lived a very hard life, and she's not doing well right now. So our thoughts go out to Chris. So, with that being said, I'm also breaking out and doing my own project. By the way, I'm Jeff from the Jeff and Chris Show. Chris is usually a little skinny guy sitting next to me with all the toilet humor, and it's greatly never had to do one of these by myself, so please keep in mind that I am nervous. It's one of those things where you kind of feel like you're a little crazy sitting in a room all by yourself, just you and your computer talking into midair, and knowing that eventually a bunch of people are going to listen to this and wonder what the hell I'm rambling on about. But it makes you feel a little crazy sitting in a room all by yourself and just speaking to nobody directly in front of you. So, deal with me a little bit. It's going to be a little shorter of a podcast than usual, but I hope I can entertain you at the same time. The new project I'm working on is something that I feel very close to in my heart. I'm doing a new project that is kind of inspired by Popeye from Twitter. It's kind of inspired by the Occupy movement. So let me break it down. The difference is you're probably thinking a independent artist, Occupy movement had to deal with Wall Street, business, and government, and all that. How do they intersect? Well, there are thousands of independent artists out there that their music may never get heard because record companies, and which I worked for one when I was a high school student, and really got to see the inner workings of how a record company operates. There are many really good artists out there that their music will never get heard because they don't have a connected agent, or they don't have this, they don't have that. They don't have people behind them to put their music in, basically the ears of the people that are going to put their music on iTunes, people that are going to put their faces on billboards and stuff like that. So I want to help those people out. And if you are one of those people, by all means, feel free to email me. I got links all over the internet. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on the blog, and send me an email, and I would be happy to showcase your music, have you come on the show, and record a show via Skype so that there won't be unnecessary travel expenses, stuff like that, because, I mean, it's hard out there. And the whole thing will be able to, not only will I promote it on the blogs, and I'll promote it on Twitter and everywhere that you find me, but you'll be promoting yourself on Twitter and everything else to be able to get people to listen to the show and get to know you on a personal basis, which is something that I don't really feel is out there, and it should be out there, as far as people being able to interact with the people that they're either listening to or after the show will be listening to, because they'll be able to get on the Ustream chat and ask us questions, and it'll be completely interactive, which will be fun. I mean, can you imagine back in the day, whether it be the Rolling Stones or Tupac or whatever it was that you were into. Can you imagine if there was a show where you could interact with them live, one-on-one, and get them to answer your questions, and they can, you know, basically, without, you know, people writing for them, just carry on a conversation not only with me, but with the people who listen to this podcast and the people that will, in the future, listen to their music. So, as this new podcast gets rolling, with all the followers that I will generate with it, the more guests that I have come on the show, their followers will be getting involved and be getting introduced to people that they would never be introduced to. So I got a feeling we can do something great for people that would not necessarily have the chance. At the same time, it's not going to be just about music. I'm looking for people to come on the new show and that are just normal, everyday people like myself. I'm doing this podcast, whether it be this one or the new one, that I'm not coming up with a name for it just yet. I'm going to get a couple shows in the bag, so we got an archive of stuff to throw at you guys and get you inspired, get you hooked. I started this because I didn't feel there was anything out there for me to listen to. Just the average, middle-class, working person. Everything seems to be geared towards people that buy this, buy this, buy that. I got kids. I know many of you have children. I can't afford to go out and spend massive amounts of money on podcast equipment, iTunes gift cards and stuff like that, and buy all this media stuff. So I decided I wanted to do one free, so that everybody that's in my financial situation, or worse, I mean, not that I do bad, but I know there's people out there that are a lot worse than me that could use a little something to pick them up, a little something to make them laugh from time to time. Even though I'm not the funny person of the show, I want to educate people, because there's a lot of things out there going on in life that, unless you have the proper outlets, you're not going to know about. So we did this as a comedy thing, because it's just the two of us sitting around talking a bunch of random stuff. And I know it's important to you, it's important to me, and it educates and entertains you at the same time. So with the new podcast, I want to get normal, everyday people, and I want to give them a chance to come on that are doing things in their community, whether it be helping the United Way, or whether it be doing their own thing in their neighborhoods or cities or states or whatever they're doing to help out the common man that's got issues. Because let's face it, we could all use some help in one way or another. Whether it be, man, I don't have time to go to the store today, you know, I'm working two jobs, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I don't have time to mow my yard. You know, that neighbor that comes over and helps you out. You know, because that's what the community's all about. It's about people helping people. It's not about the government coming on and, you know, you should do this, you should do that. Without us, the government's nothing. Right now, the only way for us to make ourselves better is to help each other. And it's a thing that I believe in wholeheartedly. And I want to be able to showcase people that are doing just that. If you go out and donate your time at a soup kitchen, I'm not interested in people who don't. You're doing that for a... I feel like you're doing it out of a selfish reason, because you don't have time to donate your time. Where a lot of times your time is more important than any dollar amount you can put on the project. If you're going out and you're personally helping people that are in natural disasters that have lost their homes, you're not donating a check. You're going out there, you're actually helping putting up the walls of people's houses, and people will never forget that. I want to showcase people like that. So I want musicians, entertainers, people that are trying to make something happen for themselves and make the world around them a better place. So if you got stories like that, by all means, hit me up, and the email address is on Twitter. Twitter's been blowing up lately, and a lot of that I have to contribute to Papa. He's been donating his time, help promoting the show, and it is really starting to show. So between him running his mouth about the show, me running my mouth about the show, great things, and thank you. So that's where the two kind of go together. I feel between the musicians and people in everyday life out there doing something that they truly believe in, I want to be able to showcase them. With everything that's on the news these days, it's all bad. You never see anything good in the news. I want to start a new media, and that's what this new project is going to be about. So stay up to date on it. I'll be posting things on the blog. I'll be posting things on Twitter. We all need something good in life. We all need to hear something good in life. Otherwise, all you're doing is sitting in front of the TV watching CNN or Fox or whatever it is you listen to, and it's depressing. You don't need to be depressed. Things are hard enough as it is. We need to get out there, be a strong community, and be happy. Do something you enjoy. Do something you believe in. And enjoy yourself. That's what's important. There's a couple topics I want to hit on tonight as well. My wife was just telling me about a news story that just broke that New York has banned the sale of large soda drinks in restaurants and grocery stores and bars and taverns. Anywhere you buy soda, you cannot buy what they consider to be a large soda in the state of New York. It may not sound like a big deal to you. Where it is a big deal, and I feel it's a big deal, is because they're telling you what you can and cannot consume. The soda by itself is not going to kill you. At all. Think about it. When was the last time you read an obituary and a person died from soda? You're not going to read it. Yeah, it adds to health problems, but so do these. And I'm an avid smoker. I know I should be. And I don't condone it to anybody. But the sale of soda is just another way the government's trying to tell us what we can and cannot consume. What are they going to tell us next? You can't go to your favorite pizza place because now they're going to ban pizza? It's ridiculous. That's one step closer. I may be taking it a little far. But that is one step closer, I feel, to communism. And you let them do this, they're going to do that. It's just like right now the civil rights problem with gay people. I'm not personally gay. I have a beautiful wife and two beautiful children. But there are people in my family, whether other people in my family know about it or not, that are gay. And they are no different than you. They're no different than me. And who is to tell them, just because you're a guy, that it's wrong for you to be living with and having a relationship with another guy? Or if you're a girl, that it's wrong for you to go out and have a relationship with another girl. You can't marry that person. That goes completely against what this country was founded on. This country was founded on people that did not like the rules that were put in front of them. They didn't like a king or a dictator telling them what they could and could not do. That they had to believe in this part of the Bible. They had to really believe in this part of the Bible. This country was based on, we shall not tell people how to live their lives. We're not going to tell you, you have to go to church. We're not going to tell you this religion is the religion that you have to follow. It's in the Constitution. There's supposed to be a separation from the church and state. There's not. Otherwise, this problem that's going on right now for all the gays and lesbians out there that are being told that they're living their lives wrong, it wouldn't be happening. If the church wasn't so involved in the government, or the politicians weren't worried that if they don't follow all the religious rules, that they're not going to get elected. Well, there's a lot of people out there just like me that believe, yeah, there's something that happens after death. Whether you believe in reincarnation, or you believe whatever it is you believe in. I do believe that there's a heaven. I do believe that there's something after this life. Whether I go to another another dimension, whether I go to heaven, whether I, whatever. I do believe something happens after you die. I do believe that there's a higher being. But do I believe everything that's in the Bible? No. The majority of the Bible I just look at as a storybook. And because a lot of it just doesn't make sense. It was written by people. And it's just like when you're in high school and you say an innocent joke, it gets spread around to 7, 10, 20, 100 different people. That story is completely different by the time it gets back to you. So all these years that people spreading, you know, religious stories and stuff like that, which are great, they give a lot of people comfort, but how much fact can possibly be involved in those stories? Like, I'm not going to believe that there's a God that would create gay people and then, if there truly is a heaven, not let him in. How does that make sense? He created you. But because you're gay, because you're lesbian, because you're black, because you're Spanish, because you're Mexican, whatever your situation is, I'm not letting you in. There's something wrong with you. Then that would mean that he did something wrong, or she, or whatever the being may be, in creating you. I don't believe that one bit. Just like all the wars that were started over religion, and how many people kill themselves every day over religion. They're killing themselves over a story that's probably not even true. Because, like me, if we are all God's children, I'm not going to send my child out in the street to kill another child over their appearance when, you know, it's the same appearance as mine, it's just a little different. It's crazy. And if there was a separation between church and state, this might be happening. The way I feel is the same thing as what happened when black people were trying to register to vote and be able to eat in the same restaurants as white people. To me, it's the same thing. People are being tortured out there. People are getting protested against for something they can't help. And people that say they can help it, they're just as ignorant as the people that said that a black person can't drink in a white person's drinking fountain. And I'm sure a lot of people that are listening to this are going to be like, you know what, fuck Jeff. I ain't listening to this show. I ain't listening to that. His next show. I don't care. If you don't want to, that's not the person that I want listening to my stuff. I want open-minded people that love people for who they are, not what they feel they should be. Everybody's life's different. Enjoy it. So, I mean, how would you feel if the government turned around and said, you know what, we were wrong. A man and a woman shouldn't be married. We found a missing book in the Bible, and it says that men and women should be married. So all the people out there that are already married, sorry, but you're living a sinful life, and you shouldn't have the right to be married. All marriage is one person agreeing to the other person, yeah, I love you, and I want to spend my life with you. That's all it is. So, the fact that they can't go in front of a judge and make it legal is stupid. Marriage from a, if you really think about the whole sanctity of marriage, the idea of it is wonderful. I love my wife to no end. She's a very talented author that is working on a wonderful book right now with my nephew. And I feel if it gets out there to the right people, it could change the way a lot of people look at not only the way people live in the area that I live in, but just the whole family structure in general. It's going to be a very compelling, very interesting book. But I love her to know that. And the whole thing about marriage, if they were to tell me that I couldn't be married to her, it would not make a difference to me. I would still spend my life with her. And anybody that told me I was wrong for wanting to, I would tell them they're crazy. You cannot help who you fall in love with. And those that think you can are crazy. And those aren't necessarily the people you want to hang around, because then you're going to get involved with some bullshit that you don't need to be involved with. And that's the exact thing that they're going through. And I will continue to try to educate people on treating people with dignity, with respect, whether it be disabled people, people of different ethnic backgrounds, people of different religious backgrounds, disabled people, old people, young people. If you have something against somebody just because of what they believe in or what they look like or how they live their life, you need to look at yourself and look on the inside and notice, you know what, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Because that's what it points to. If you got such deep hatred for somebody of a different background than yours, there's something in my life that you're not happy about. And you need to examine that, figure it out. It's going to make you happy that when you're walking down the street, you see somebody different than you, that you're not going to be mad at them just because they're different than you. So I'm going to leave you with that. I know it's a little bit shorter of a podcast than what I'm used to doing, but also I'm doing it by myself. So hopefully the next podcast we'll have Chris back. Maybe we'll have another special guest. And write me. Tell me what you think. Tell me who you would like to see, and I will reach out to that person and try to get them on here so that they can tell the world what it is you see in that person. So with that being said, I'm going to leave you guys with another song from my man, Pup.
Yeah. Heard these motherfuckers talking shit, man. This is what I told them. Style flow, y'all just tying your sticks. We can talk about it. That's how I fire my clips. I got a mouth full of shells and I'm just dying to spit. I'm the finest of this shit. This rhyming is easy. King Kong, Doja, roll the timer, believe me. My presence to present, better to present to see me. With my lectures, teaching lessons from the crying and bleeding. But when the season rain, it stays dark and it's cold. Got me held back and chained, I'm getting harder to hold. Damn. Every time I drop a stick, it sure as hell clean. And if you're talking, leave your watching for a Durbus LB. I'm ready to rest in peace, cause that'll be the death of me. That'll be the death of me, just haters to get the best of me. Giving him impressing me, hating, talking with testing me. Best of me, thinking affecting me, but nah, ain't no death of me. I'm ready to rest in peace, cause that'll be the death of me. That'll be the death of me, just haters to get the best of me. Giving him impressing me, hating, talking with testing me. Best of me, thinking affecting me, but nah, ain't no death of me. Haters on that gabble, yipping, yapping, how they hot. Hip hop underground, Eiffel Tower climbed up on the top. This ain't a hater track, I ain't hating back. I'm just focused, Godzilla, beast, hog on the real life. Hating all you want will make you like me. Ran doing Seymour pussy in gynecology. Pocket a handful of crooks, these riders on my team. I got years on these streets, my soul no longer clean. From your AA schemes to my complex multis, I got what you need. Nickels, dimes, the whole piece. Tricky slant rhymes and poetry gives motion to this poetry. The potion is the flow and ease, so take a sip, dose of me. Now I'm ready to rest in peace, cause that'll be the death of me. That'll mean the death of me, just haters to get the best of me. Giving him impressing me, hating, talking with testing me. Vesting with thinking affecting me, but nah, ain't no death of me. Nah, I'm ready to rest in peace, cause that'll be the death of me. That'll mean the death of me, just haters to get the best of me. Giving him impressing me, hating, talking with testing me. Vesting with thinking affecting me, but nah, ain't no death of me. Oh, best believe in making me visions, was far as recipe. Rich in the ghetto, CPP.
in peace, cause that'll be the death of me. Don't battle me, the death of me, just here to get the best of me. Not giving in when pressing me, hating, talking when testing me. Messing with the good effect of me, but nah, ain't no death of me.
Alright, y'all. That was the show. Thanks again to Amazon.com, my boy Popeye, Busted Tees. Chris, I hope your daughter gets feeling much better. Shout out to my wife working on her wonderful book, which I hope to have on the show real soon to drop a little bit of knowledge about that book. I think I'm more excited about it than she is. And don't put up with shit. If you feel strongly in something, let it out. You're the only person that can change your future. And until next week, peace, love, and eat whatever the fuck you want. I'm out.